The cartoon of Mohammed with a bomb in his turban is one of a series that have sparked violent demonstrations across the Muslim world. Badger Herald editor Mac Verstandig says his paper doesn't support the message the cartoon sends, but he felt his readers needed to see it to understand why it's caused such violent reactions.
I view Islam as a peaceful religion that happens to have a few radicalists who misrepresent it, and you can say the same of any religion. In this case, though, we ran it because of its newsworthiness, and we're starting to see other papers that ran it come under fire, and we thought as though it was time that a statement be made in the name of free speech.
But Muslim students say the free speech argument is just an excuse to print what they say is a racist and insulting cartoon. Babur Basir is the president of the Muslim Student Association. He says the angry letters to the editor Muslims have sent to the paper have sparked even uglier responses from non-Muslims. He says the paper should have shown more respect for the leader of a world religion.
This is a man who 1.2 billion people in this world follow. Muslims are not terrorists, nor should we be labeled as terrorists, and that's exactly what the cartoon has done. It's really incited a lot of hate towards Muslims on campus. You know, the Badger Herald should be held responsible for what they've done.
Badger Herald editors have agreed to take part in a campus-wide forum on the pros and cons of publishing the cartoon, and the Muslim Student Association is putting up a day-long educational art display on the life of the Prophet. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.